Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Self, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Jared Goff and his Rams holding off Tom Brady in the box on Monday Night Football. Goff threw for a season-high 376 yards with three touchdown passes, including this one.
Goff back to throw, swings it left. It's Akers who takes it in. Cam Akers with his first touchdown as a Ram. And L.A. is back on the high side.
Goff's three TD throws were also a season high, and he's grateful leaving Tampa with the win.
We're playing a tough team, a really good team in the NFC, on the road, in primetime. We kind of fumbled it away there at the end a little bit, and then making that drive at the end of the game, I think, shows who we are, and then getting the interception. I mean, both of that sequence right there shows who we are and what we're made of, and we can be as good as we want to be, honestly. We've got all in front of us. I mean, we're 7-3 now, and, you know, winning against Seattle last week, winning against Tampa this week. We've got some division games coming up, some big ones, but, you know, everything's there for us to take.
With less than 2 minutes to go in the game and down by three, Brady had the chance for more late-game heroics, but was picked off by LA's Jordan Fuller, preserving the Rams' 27-24 win. Los Angeles and Seattle both have 7-3 records, but the Rams are in first place in the super competitive NFC West thanks to their head-to-head win against the Seahawks in Week 10. All right, now back to the game. Brady did pass Drew Brees for the most passing touchdowns in NFL history last night thanks to his two touchdowns, but he also threw two picks. It doesn't get any easier in Week 12 for TB12 as the Bucks host Patrick Mahomes and the 9-1 Chiefs on Sunday. Hey, did you know Thanksgiving 2020 will feature an NFL triple header for the 15th consecutive season? Yeah, the Week 12 action kicks off at 12:30 p.m. Eastern with the Texans visiting the Lions. The late afternoon game marks the 43rd consecutive Thanksgiving Day contest hosted in Dallas, as the Cowboys play host to the Washington football team. And the night game takes place at Heinz Field as the league's last undefeated team, the 10-0 Pittsburgh Steelers, host the Baltimore Ravens in the 50th regular season meeting between these bitter AFC North rivals. The Ravens are not going to be at full strength in the backfield because running backs Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins have tested positive for COVID-19 and have been placed on the reserve list. Defensive lineman Brandon Williams is also placed on the list after he was considered a close contact. All three players will miss Thursday's game. Now, staying in the AFC North, Bengals QB Joe Burrow tore the MCL in addition to the ACL in his left knee Sunday against Washington, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. The number one pick is done for the year and will undergo reconstructive surgery and rehab for the 2021 season. He set numerous Bengals rookie records, like completing just over 65% of his throws and pass yards per game at almost 269 yards per game, to name just a few. I feel your pain, Cincinnati. You've been there before with these injuries. Ja'Jonah Carter, Carson Palmer, heck, even Eric Davis of the Reds, Heartbreak City, as our friend and colleague Chris Wessling from the Around the NFL podcast says. So that's a tough one for Cincinnati, so we are hoping for a speedy recovery for Joe Burrow. And for unfiltered and enlightening conversations that intersect sports and society, make sure to download the Huddle and Flow podcast with Steve Weish and Jim Trotter. And I know you're not going to want to miss Good Morning Football as Kyle Brandt gets angry. KB always gets mad on Tuesdays. Well, at least the runs will, and one of the toughest Angry Run segments of all time. And remember, there's only three finalists here, so we'll see who wins. And my man, Nate Burleson, will show off the fancy footwork from Week 11 in tote, drag, swag. That's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern. Well, that'll do it for me. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.